Hmm.
The Mormons come from.
Oh, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I forget about that state. I just plain forget about it. Then there are the Dakotas. They must be North and South Dakota coming in there, a little bit north of Utah, I think. And I named Montana.
Did you say that state that where they grow potatoes?
Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful state, by the way.
I know, I really want to
go there. Oh, it's beautiful. Idaho. Now, what have I forgotten?
Oh, I think that little state that's under Montana. Maybe you didn't say that one. The one that's between Montana and Colorado. It's a little square state. Oh, Jackson Hole.
Oh, Wyoming. Sorry. Wyoming.
Oh, and what about the... Did you say the ones that were above California?
Yes, Oregon and Washington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are those all the western states?
I think I've included them all. Now,
you think North Dakota and South Dakota, you say those are western states?
Oh, well, not really. They're kind of, you know, the plains, northern. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they could be. I mean, it's all up to... It's your perception, really. I mean, what do you think?
I guess they're sort of western. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, they have Mardi Gras in what city?
New Orleans. New Orleans.
And that's in the state of?
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And the capital of Louisiana is?
Baton Rouge.
And above Louisiana is Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Now above Arkansas is what state?
Mm-hmm. Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And the big city in Illinois is?
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And there's a big city in Ohio?
Well, there's Cleveland, and there's Akron. Dayton. Cleveland. I must be forgetting one.
It starts in...
Oh, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you get up in the...
You get up in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And if something's coming in this direction, what direction is it?
Toward you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to Albuquerque, how would you describe that in the sense of travel?
I'm going to Albuquerque.
How about if you're... Would you say you're going up to Albuquerque?
Oh, I guess so. I think we'd go up to Albuquerque, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about... Now, do you think that's because of direction? I mean, if you went to Tucson, how would you say that?
We'd go to Tucson, over mm-hmm. to Tucson.
So you wouldn't say you're going down to Tucson?
No, no. No. No, you wouldn't say that.
Mm-mm. How about if you're going to Cloudcroft?
You'd go up to Cloudcroft.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're traveling, you say you go so many...
Miles.
Mm-hmm. And... I could say in the past tense, if my car broke down, I did what with it? I
pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And the opposite of that is?
Pulled it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And can you describe a short distance for me? Like, you say I only had to go...
A few miles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And a longer distance?
I had to go pretty far.
Okay.
Several miles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
And if so, there's not a lot of something... It is?
A scarcity.
Mm-hmm. And people get off a train at the...
Station
mm-hmm.
or the depot.
Uh-huh. And if something is leaning up against something at an angle, how do you describe the relationship of the two objects?
At an angle?
Okay.
I don't know.
I think
you're trying
really
to get me to say something, and I can't think what it is.
Well, I don't think we can think what it is, because it's a dialectal
mm-hmm.
word. I'm not even sure if I know exactly what it is, but there's another word that if something is coming at you at an angle,
uh-huh.
it's in motion. So like if a dog came at you at an angle, you'd say, he came at me how?
Sideways?
Okay. Okay. And that works. How about words of parting? When you see somebody off at the door, you say,
a goodbye, or so long, hasta luego.
Yep, okay, well, that's it. Is there anything?
Oh,
that
was such fun.
Thanks.
I just feel stupid, though.
Yeah,
I couldn't quite think of some of the things you wanted me to pronounce.
Oh, no, you did very, you gave me everything that I needed to know.
Did I? I'm
yes.
So glad. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoy these other people.
Thanks.
That you'll be meeting, El Paso people.
Yeah, I've very much enjoyed doing this survey.